Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Muslim holy month of Ramadan comes to a close this weekend. The final days of the holiday are meant to be a sacred culmination of weeks of prayer and fasting from sunrise to sunset. But in the wake of recent back-to-back violent acts against Muslims, many Muslims in the Boston area are coming together not only to pray, but to seek comfort and safety. WBUR's Shannon Dooling brings us this story.
In the waning hours of sunlight, a crowd gathers on the steps of Boston Public Library. It's part of a nationwide vigil for Nabra Hassanan. The Muslim teenager was killed in Virginia after leaving an early morning post-prayer breakfast with her friends. Initial police reports suggest Hassanan's death stemmed from road rage, not a hate crime, as many initially presumed. For the people gathered in Copley Square, the focus is on standing together against hate and making it safely through the remainder of Ramadan.
We're trying to constantly tell our family and friends that it's okay for us to continue worship.
25-year-old Tahara Dean came to the vigil before breaking the day's fast with friends. She says she and her friends are worried and distracted during the holiest of celebrations. It's not just the murder of Hassanan that has people on alert. The day after her death, a van plowed into a group of Muslims in London. The group was leaving a mosque during the early hours of the morning, before dawn. Police are investigating it as a possible act of terrorism. And this week, a North Reading man was arrested after allegedly yelling anti-Muslim slurs at a woman wearing a headscarf on the Orange Line. Dean says, despite her own concerns, she won't stop attending prayers at her mosque.
My parents are in Texas, and they're telling me not to go. And I just want to tell them it's okay. I'm going to be okay. We have a strong community here in Boston, so I think, God willing, I'll be okay in continuing to finish Ramadan off strong.
At the vigil, there's talk of how to keep the Muslim community safe at a time when daily prayers bring people to mosque before dawn and well after sunset. Noran Shahata of Alston says she and her friends at the Islamic Society of Boston Cultural Center in Roxbury are taking precautions.
Certain mobile phone apps that girls were talking about using, there were talks of pepper spray and how it's legal in Massachusetts. And just, walking in groups, people are just trying to really prepare themselves right for the worst.
During a time of holiness, during a time of increased community, during a time in which you're supposed to be feeling the most accepted, the most connected with your community, that precise moment becomes one of vulnerability.
John Robbins is executive director of the Massachusetts chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations. He says Ramadan is a time for socializing, especially for young people. But right now, he says the focus has shifted.
So really the tone and tenor has changed, certainly during this time, away from one of unguarded optimism during the end of this month and during this time approaching one of the holiest days of the year in Islam, to one of, in many cases, true fear.
As Muslims prepare for the festival of Eid, marking the end of Ramadan, Robbins says there's also talk of offering self-defense courses at mosques across the country. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.